Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day 15 of our Hanukkah session. It is April 15th, 2021. The time is 10 a.m. and I would like to ask our Sergeant at Arms, Lou Brock, to pray for us this morning.
Morning, if everybody stand, please. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us, and I just thank you for this Congress that makes so many decisions for Osage people. And I thank you so much for each and every one of them. I ask blessings on those who are serving in the military, our elders, and those that are sick, and those that are very, very well. I thank you so much for each and every one of them. So guide and direct us all this day in the way you'd have us to go. I ask these things on your precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lou. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
I'll see you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
We have a quorum. Again, Assistant Chief Redcorn is with his wife as she recovers in the hospital. He wants to thank everyone for their prayers. It's looking like she could possibly be discharged today. So again, thank you everyone for their prayers and keeping the Assistant Chief Redcorn and his family in their thoughts and prayers. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 14th. Congressman Walker.
Top of page 3. Wait. Down to OMCR 2106. Let me find that again. 2106. Never mind. There's no alternate effective date there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the journal of April 14, 2021 as presented.
Second, it's Rivard.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for April 14, 2021. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committee reports?
Yes, Speaker, this is Rebard.
Yes, Second Speaker Rebard, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday, and I would like to discuss Bill Number ONCA 21-25, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC 2-321 to prevent employees who separate service no longer in good standing with the nation from continuing to serve on the Investment Oversight Committee and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Eli Potts, and the final committee action was a do pass with amendments, and the results of the vote were yes, Rebard King, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. May I continue?
Yes, please.
The next report I have is in regards to Bill Number ONCA 21-29, an act to amend 15 ONC 2-304C to change the qualifications for the treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Goodfox, and the final committee action was do not pass. Vote results from Rebard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. If I may continue, please.
Please do.
This is in regards to ONCA 21-44, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,784 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor of this bill. The final committee action was do pass. The results, yes, results were from Rebard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. And those are, that's the end of my reports.
Thank you, Second Speaker. next is reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met yesterday regarding the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board appointee Julie Malone. The final committee action was that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Goodfox, Shaw, Keene, Lemon, Rebard, and Stabler. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met yesterday regarding the Osage Nation Ranch LLC appointee, Ladd Oldfield. The final committee action was that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Goodfox, Shaw, Keene, Lemon, Rebard, Stabler. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met yesterday regarding Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board, Justin Mays. The final committee action was the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Vote results were yes, Goodfox, Shaw, Keene, Lemon, and Stabler, one absent, Rebard. And I move to place Julie Malone, Ladd Oldfield, and Justin Mays on Monday's agenda for confirmation.
Second, Brandy.
Motion is made and seconded to place Julie Malone, Justin Mays, and Ladd Oldfield on Monday's agenda for confirmation. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yeah. Any opposed say no. Okay. Are there any other standing committee reports?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse. Yes.
Yes, Madam Speaker. Cultural Committee met yesterday. We looked, we considered Bill Number ONCA 21-42, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,720,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Chapel in the Pawhuska Indian Village, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. There were a host of co-sponsors, Rivard, Pratt, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, King, and Big Horse. Date of the meeting was April the 14th. Final committee action was due pass with 5 yes votes, Stabler, Rivard, Keen, Maker, and Big Horse. May I continue?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Also, the Culture Committee met yesterday on ONCA 21-43, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,750,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Hall in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler, a host of co-sponsors, Rivard, Pratt, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, Keen, and Big Horse. The date of the meeting was April the 15th. Final committee action was due pass with 5 yes votes, Stabler, Rivard, Keen, Maker, and Big Horse. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Excuse me. The Culture Committee also met on ONCA 21-45, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Great Horse Village Committee Fund for a cemetery gate and fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Joe Tillman. Co-sponsors were Shaw, Potts, Good Fox, and Big Horse. The date of the meeting was April the 14th. Final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes was Stabler, Rivard, Keen, Maker, and Big Horse.
Thank you.
I believe that's it, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is introduction of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have any bills or resolutions to introduce? Hearing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Keene.
I'd like to read into the record ONCA 21-46, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the Hominy Indian Village for the purchase and installation of audio and video systems and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Second speaker, Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 21-07, a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2022 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Thank you. ONCA 2146 is assigned to the Culture Committee, and ONCR 2107 is assigned to Appropriations. Next is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
2107 is incorrect. It should be 2108. I apologize for that.
Okay. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 2067 in the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007, 14 ONC Section 12105C1. To make the annual plan of operations due on or about August 15th of each year and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Next is motions and notices.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting. Let's go ahead and meet at 10:30. Just on this feed. Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone, and all listening audience. The Health and Social Services Committee meeting is today. We'll meet today from 1 until 2:30. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Thank you.
Speaker. Education Committee meeting will convene at 2:45 this afternoon and last until 4:30.
Okay, thank you very much. Don't believe there's anything else. Congresswoman Fox, excuse me. Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Well, if we're in adjournment, I'm just going to make the motion to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m. Thank you.